November 18th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all time. I am the Creator of all space. I am the Alpha and the Omega. My Son and I are one. It takes some spiritual depth to appreciate this. Jesus experienced no joy, no pain, no emotion that I did not experience with him. Mankind continues to disrespect my patience with his disobedience. So it is, I must pull aside a remnant faithful to console my mournful heart and the mournful heart of my son, in order to prepare man for more difficult times ahead. It is this remnant that was a great consolation to me and my son throughout his passion. I looked as only I could see into the centuries ahead. I saw the many that my son's passion would not save. I saw all the indifference to our efforts and the disregard for my commandments. Today, the remnant is scattered and for the most part unidentified as part of my army of truth. The courageous remnant continue, however, to wage war against the lies of Satan, and for this reason are targets of much evil. So often, it is not only the remnant themselves who are under attack, but their families as well. Do not lose hope, dear warriors of truth. Just as you were our consolation during my son's passion, be our consolation now, as so many depart from the truth. Hold a steadfast, uncompromising truth in your hearts. Know that all truth will be victorious in the end. A note is given to read Zephaniah chapter 3, 11 through 13. On that day you shall not be put to shame because of the deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proudly exultant ones, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain. For I will leave in the midst of you a people humble and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord, those who are left in Israel. They shall do no wrong and utter no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue. For they shall pasture and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.